KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Welcome to Encounter. My name is Fred Zelenko. I'm the regional manager of Bot Radio St. Louis. And if you've been listening to Encounter over the last week or so at 1:30 on 1320 AM every afternoon, we've been dedicating the program to the Christian response to COVID-19. How do we deal with this crisis in these times as Christians? How do we show our faith? How do we be in service to each other? And we're going to continue in that vein today and throughout the remainder of the week. And then if the president gives us the order to return to normal next week or the week following, we will do that, and we will also bring back our regular Encounter hosts and so on. But right now, we're sort of working remotely. I'm in the studio here in Brentwood, Missouri, and on the line with me is Judy Redlich, one of our regular Encounter hosts. She's the church engagement manager of Johnny and Friends, Missouri, and she's heard weekly on Encounter, and we're going to continue to keep her in the mix because she can work remotely. So, Judy, why don't you take it away for this afternoon's Encounter programming and your guest, please.
Hey, Fred, thank you so much. Yeah, it is different working with you remotely, but it's kind of fun learning all this new technology. My guest today is Pastor Joel Oliver, and we're going to talk about COVID-19, of course, and does it only bring gloom and doom, or could it be a great time for harvest? Pastor Joel Oliver is my guest, pastor of Trinity Assembly of God Church. Pastor Joel, what do you think about that? Could it bring a great eternal harvest?
Well, I think God is a big God, and He's over all, and He has never lost a battle yet. And what the devil means for bad, God has the marvelous ability to turn to good. So we have to look at it from the position of what is the long-term benefit of us going through a difficult time. In the early church, they immediately encountered all kind of persecution, and it drove them out to Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth, and revival around the world became the reality out of that. So persecution pushed them forward into progress. So I believe that's the same reality.
Now, so many people go to church, and then there's a time when we are the church. Do you think that time is now? And what are the signs that lead to that?
Well, the reality of it is a lot of people don't go to church, and a lot of people just go to church. And that's really not what we're called to really do, just to go to church. We really are called to be the church, and that really is an opportunity right now. People are destabilized. People are anxious. People are in fear. People don't know where to turn. And it's time for the body of Christ, if we really can be like the sons of Issachar and discern the times in which we live. This is a time of opportunity. We can focus on the obstacles, or we can focus on the opportunity. So I think this is the time where the church needs to stand up and be the church.
What changes do you see already that churches have been making?
Well, I think, number one, that we need to be convinced of some things. You know, we can't be sidelined Christians. We need to be engaged Christians in faith and wisdom. This kind of what comes off the top of my head is Philippians 1:6 that says, be convinced of this one very thing. Paul talking to the church of Philippi while he's in prison, he says, be convinced of this one very thing, that God who began a good work in you will complete it into the day of his return. But the church needs to be a convinced church. We can't just be spectating. We can't just be speculating. We need to be convinced that God has the ultimate authority, and God will bring us, the church, through whatever difficulties come if we follow hard after him. I think the church needs to stay connected. It's imperative that we stay connected, that we have a clear connection with Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord on a personal, visceral, not just legal, but vital level. It really is that the church needs to recognize and stay connected to a purpose, and that purpose is to reach beyond ourselves. We're the called in ones that are called out to do something, and what we're called out to do are the ministries that Jesus did while he was on the earth. And we need to be connected in faith that the gates of hell will not prevail against that kind of a church. If the church is being the church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And we need to stand fast and be ready to exercise our spiritual authority and our spiritual purpose and calling. So if we do that, then the church can be used to be a comfort to the world and to bring some certainty to uncertain times. So I really believe there's some things we have done already. Number one, we've chosen to focus on being victorious and not being victims, to be victors and not victims. At the cross, you know, people who believe in Christ stop being a victim, and we start living as victors. We're the ones who really believe that God is going to turn this to good, and we need to turn our attention and be the church and look for opportunities. Here's just kind of an example. Someone told me this the other day. The paradox of social distancing is actually bringing people closer. Where it looks like it's driving us away, it's bringing us closer. Here at Trinity, we have found new ways to be able to reach out, to stay connected with our people using the virtual platforms that are available, using, for those who don't have a computer or a smartphone, we had service Sunday morning on a free church conference line where people called in, and it worked exceedingly well. For those with a computer, we recorded it on Zoom.com, and they were able to not only see it and hear it, but be participants in it. And for the others, they're able to view it on Facebook Live. So actually, we believe it's an opportunity to expand the gospel and outreach of the church.
I heard that Sunday morning, so many people were on the internet, and it was probably church services all over the nation, that the internet got clogged up, and many people got buffering. That means that the internet stopped until the service caught up with the internet service. So it was pretty exciting, and if God's people can do that, we don't care if it gets a little buffered and a little spotty, because God's word is going forth, and you just never know who might be listening. So
absolutely.
Let's go to another topic here. With the stay-at-home order, how do you carry out creatively some of the things that you are used to doing as a pastor, like home visits or hospital visits, nursing home visits?
Well, this whole issue of being a pastor or being a Christian involves both faith and wisdom. I think we need to continue on in faith. We need to stand firm that God is a big God and a good God. If we are people that if we dwell in the shadow of the Most High, if we live out Psalm 91 from our side, God said He'll protect us. But that doesn't mean we throw wisdom outside of the window. Behind us, I'm using wisdom. I'm using good hand washing, and I'm using good wisdom where I go and what I do. I would probably not, and I have not been making nursing home calls. I probably would have to really decide who I was going to visit in the hospital, or if I was going to call them or meet them in some other way on social media. I'd have to consider those things. We can't abandon people. We can't ignore our calling. We need to stay in faith and believe God will not only protect but provide, but we also need to walk by wisdom and try to obey the law. We're citizens of heaven, but we're also citizens of this earth. And there are some ministries, I'm sure, that are still gathering, even though there's an order not to. Well, we can't mix confuse faith with fear. I think we need to move by faith and trust that God will supply our needs, not move by fear and say, we have to gather together, or maybe we won't have enough money, or we won't get our tithe. We've got to trust that God's got many ways to provide for His kids.
That's really important, Pastor Joel. And if you've just joined me, My guest is Joel Oliver, Pastor, Trinity Assembly of God Church, 4720 Jameson in St. Louis, Missouri. Speaking of tithes, how do you handle tithes?
Well, again, you know, we have a very faithful church who wants to be generous, and they understand the importance of tithing. They understand their role in giving of their talent, their time, their treasures. But in terms of the tithing, we're using several things. We've told people that they can mail us their tithe, their offering. We've told them that they can put it through the slot in the front door of the church. We've told them that they can use the church website and go to it and tell. Other churches are using other giving apps that allow people to give via the computer or the smartphone.
Awesome. Pastor Joel, we'll be right back after this break. Will you all stay tuned? Pastor Joel, will you join me after the break?
Sure will. Be pleased to do so.
We'll be right back on Encounter.
One of these days, I'm going to interview a computer company owner and find out what challenges they face with the coronavirus. If they got the same kind of notice that we did, that their companies had to be out of their offices and working from home in just a few days, I wonder what steps they took to help move them. Every company has a different way that they had to be moved, and all of their programs and systems had to be adapted so people could work at home. I don't envy the computer techs at all, and I bet they are still scrambling, helping people get acclimated to working from home, learning the software, and getting used to using their computers in a different way. You know, the new normal. If you're a computer company owner and have had to scramble and have some great stories to tell about how you rescued businesses so that they could work from home, email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Now imagine yourself in this new normal, working from home, having to adapt, learning new software such as how to set up and facilitate a Zoom meeting, and you have to use hotkey commands for everything that you need to do with the screen reader. Well, that's just what I've had to do. In fact, today, even when I answered the phone to do this radio show, I couldn't figure out what the hotkey was to answer the phone, so I had to call back, get them on the line, and do the recording. Welcome to my world. And now back to Encounter.
Welcome back to Encounter. I'm Fred Zolanco, Regional Manager of Bot Radio St. Louis, and our regular Encounter host today, Judy Redlich, is on the line. We're social distancing, and her and her guests are on the line. Judy, take it away, please.
Social distancing is right. It's very interesting. Pastor Joel Oliver is my guest. He's the pastor of Trinity Assembly of God, 4720 Jameson in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor Joel has a background also in pharmacy. And as we look at your meshing together of the medical with the faith aspect, how does faith and medical care work in tandem with each other?
Well, thank you, Judy. That's an interesting topic. I have my doctorate in clinical pharmacy. I practice both clinically in the area of cancer area of treatment with the doctors, and also designed hospital pharmacies both in St. Louis and in Oklahoma. I ended up having the privilege of being asked to come and design the pharmacy services for the City of Faith at Oral Roberts University, and they asked me, I had all the criteria they were looking for, and I was blessed to be able to be considered. They asked me to come up with three pharmacy services in the hospital that merged prayer and medicine together. It never had been done on a large scale anywhere that I could find, and that was my mandate, and that was what I believe God was able to give me the insight to do. So we had to merge together faith and wisdom to be able to do that. Faith in the healing power of Jesus Christ and wisdom in the practice of medicine and the practice of pharmacy. And so that was a great opportunity that I had. So we did that, and with tremendous success, and with pleasing to God. So that has carried over into my second career, which when God, after going to Bible school and seminary, the mandate to come back to St. Louis and start a church, and we did that, and we realized that if we could take the practice of medicine and make it look like a church, we can take a church and we can make it look like a hospital. So in that, we felt one of our foundational callings was to make Trinity Assembly of God Church a hospital church. And we've been endeavoring to do that, and now we've really amped up our effort to really fulfill that mandate that God has given us.
Pastor Joel, what does a hospital church look like?
Well, just using sort of the metaphor of a hospital doesn't get upset when sick people show up. They don't go, oh, no, you know, that person's dirty, that person's sick, that person is ill. A hospital gets excited, and they know that their mission is to bring healing to the individual. And the same way with the church. We shouldn't be upset if everybody that walks in the door doesn't look pristine and clean and whole, because the truth of the matter is everybody is broken in some way. Everyone needs healing in some way. So it starts with the mentality of what kind of church are we? You know, are we a church that's fulfilling the mission of Christ, who went about doing good, healing all who are sick and oppressed of the devil? Or are we a closed-in group that only looks internally? So it starts with the mission. You know, and our mission is to be a place where people can come and be healed and made whole so they can be trained up to be part of the healing environment of the church.
The healing environment of the church, so important. So what if a family member gets sick with COVID-19? What do you say to them? Do you say, well, just believe in God, you're going to get better? Do you say, well, make sure you go to the doctor and do everything he says? What is your take on that? What would you tell someone if they called you and said that to you?
Well, one thing that we saw demonstrated back at the City of Faith is that we prayed over all of the medication. If my pharmacists were developing or making it, or if they were making an intravenous solution for cancer treatment, we prayed over it. In other words, we said the medicine has certain properties that'll do good, but putting faith and wisdom together is better than just faith by itself or just wisdom by itself. So the same thing here, we're telling our people, stay in faith. God is a good God. God has our back, but there are some things we need to do to walk in wisdom. And we tell them to do social distancing. We have not having church services. We have found virtual ways to be able to do that. We're telling people to avoid large crowds. We're telling them to wash their hands. We're telling them to go to the doctor if they are sick. We're telling them how to look to see if they're sick. Are they coughing? Do they have a high fever? Are they having shortness of breath? And we help them to define that so that they can have wisdom to go along with their faith. And then we keep them encouraged. We keep them encouraged that God is bigger than the problem. God is the problem solver. He is willing, he is able, and he loves us enough to do it. If we could just stand in faith and continue to walk in wisdom.
And God's got a big plan, I feel, as a result of this whole challenge. I was reading Psalm 23 this morning about God is our shepherd. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And just the whole psalm is so comforting. And God is our good shepherd.
Amen. I mean, I the way I approach ministry is by finding the principle behind the fact. The fact is God's a good God, and what you said, God is our shepherd. The principle is we have to submit to him being our shepherd. We have to not only just know him or about him, but we need to submit to both him as Savior and that's the one who rescues us, heals us, provide for us, get us to heaven, but also as Lord, the one that is the boss, one that is the owner, one whom we submit to his purposes and live according to his word, not our way, but his way. And all of the wonderful scriptures that talk about God's protecting, providing power, all of them usually come with a condition of how we have to submit and walk with him, and not just a legal way, but in a vital way, in a real relationship. And that relationship goes beyond us. It goes beyond us to reach to other people that are hurting. And that's where we become the church, when we reach out through prayer, when we reach out through acts of random kindness, when we reach out to with encouragement, when we reach out and find creative ways to do Bible studies over the telephone. We become people who are engaged in the hospital church, not inside of it, but outside of it, to those that are hurting.
Maybe you're looking for a good home church. Trinity Assembly of God might be in your neighborhood. Actually, it's real close to Ted Drew's. And maybe you as a pastor might be wanting to talk to Pastor Joel to get some tips on how to become more of a hospital church. Pastor Joel, how can people contact you?
My cell phone is my personal cell phone is 314-610-8734. And you can email me at reolivisinvictor@aol.com. You can also join us on our Monday through Friday free conference call, prayer conference call, at 6 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 10 after 6, and from noon to 10 after noon to 12:10. And you can do that by dialing. Can I give that number? Would that be okay?
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to encourage people to email you or to call you. And that email, again, is reolivier1@aol.com, or you can just pick up the phone and call Pastor Joel at 314-610-8734. Boy, this is an interesting time, and people are looking for hope, for encouragement. Pastor Joel, what else would you like to share with people? Like maybe a favorite scripture. We talked in earlier about confidence in the Lord. Maybe you could just give another tip or two about how do you remain confident when everything seems to be falling apart?
Well, the bottom line is we have to make him the Savior and Lord of our life by submitting to him. And that means we submit to his word, and we need to get the word in our heart, so that Romans 12:2, so that we don't conform to the world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We need to do that so we're thinking the right kinds of thoughts. And secondly, we can be hearers of the word, we can know the word, but if we're not doers of the word, then in reality, we can slip right back into fear or anxiety. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your confidence in him, in his word. Put a confidence in the blood of Jesus, and put confidence in the love of God, and then act it out through acts of compassion and love. This is an opportunity. We don't have to focus on the obstacle. We'll become frustrated and fearful. But if we look at the Lord, keep our eyes to Jesus, turn our eyes upon Jesus, and stay focused in confidence, stand, be immovable, be sure that Jesus is who he says he is and that his word is true, and refuse to let the world and its fear move you out of that place of victory.
So important. Pastor Joel Oliver has been my guest, Pastor Trinity Assembly of God, 4720 Jameson in St. Louis, Missouri. If you'd like to get more information from him about the hospital church or anything we've talked about on this program today, you can call him at 314-610-8734. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks so much for joining me today for Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.
For more Encounter shows by Judy Redlich, go to judyredlich.com/radio. We're always looking for sponsors for this website and great show ideas. Email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. In the St. Louis area, listen to me on Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m., KSIV 95.9 FM, 1320 AM.